Howdy folks, Parker James here with America's Hot Barn Report. Earlier this week, I went to Norfolk, Nebraska because I heard PETA was going to be there protesting a local business. While I was there, I filmed 81-year-old Norma Jean Wilbur as she protested PETA's protest and got arrested in the middle of the road for it. Three cops escorted her in her walker to the police car and brought her downtown and impounded her vehicle. And the video has gone viral. Today, she's my guest, and I have to ask the question we've all been wondering, Norma Jean. What inspired you to do what you did?
Right is right, and wrong is wrong, and these people have left reality a long time ago. They are not coming into our area and telling us how to live. People are not standing up for what they believe, and I won't do it anymore. I never did, and I'm not going to begin at age 81.
Wow, I can tell you've got some real conviction, Norma Jean, and I have to say you inspired a lot of people. Do you have a past in agriculture that makes you so passionate about this issue?
I was born and raised on a farm, a rental farm. We were very poor. I then married a man, and we lived on a farm for 17 years. I raised hogs in order to get my children to school and college. Many a night, I had baby pigs in my kitchen wrapped in little receiving blankets. I never killed one inhumanely. I had the veterinary give me a shot that put them to sleep quietly when they were deformed or were not going to make it. We treated our animals very, very well because this is our livelihood. This is not what these people think. They make a judgment. They don't come and investigate.
Norma Jean, when we posted the video online, a lot of people got upset seeing multiple police officers rushing you. They seemed to be gentle, though. How did the Norfolk Police Department treat you during this process?
I was fine. The problem is, I fell about 10 years ago and broke my back and decided against surgery. So therefore, I'm on a walker and I can't go fast. When they said I impeded the officer, I was trying diligently to get out of the car with my walker, but no, they did a good job. It was just that I'm old and I can't get around. I used to substitute high school, and I could have ate those boys alive if I wanted to, but I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't. That could have been worse. Yeah.
Final question I got for you, Norma Jean. What's your favorite cut of beef, and how do you take it?
I haven't been able to afford beef for quite a while. I'm a widow. A very low income. There are others in the world that aren't eating as well as I am. So I don't worry about things like that, Parker. I really don't.
Well, thank you so much for standing up in what you believe in. And the people of Norfolk and the people of Nebraska really appreciate you, Norma Jean.
Well, I'm glad that I had the chance to share this because it's time we all did.
If you'd like to help Norma Jean with her upcoming court costs, you sure can. We've got a GoFundMe set up. You can find it on the Hot Barn Report Facebook page. It would be greatly appreciated.
Brought to you by Northland Stockyard, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platt Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.